9, 10, and 11. Let's read responsibly. I'll read the question, if you'll please read the answer. Question number 9. Does not God, then, do injustice to man by requiring of him in his law that which he cannot perform?
No.
For God so made man that he could perform it, but man, through the instigation of the devil, by willful disobedience, deprived himself and all his descendants of those divine gifts. Will God allow such disobedience and apostasy to go unpunished? Certainly not. But he is terribly displeased with our inborn as well as our actual sins, and will punish them in just judgment in time and eternity, as he has declared, "Cursed is everyone who does not continue in all things which are written in the book of the law to do them." But is not God also merciful? God is indeed merciful, but he is likewise just. His justice, therefore, requires that sin, which is committed against the Most High Majesty of God, be punished with extreme, that is, with everlasting punishment, both of body and soul. So the question arises from earlier, is God unjust? And notice that the context here is the justice of God. Well, what about mercy? Well, in order to understand mercy, how do you define mercy? Mercy is defined in the context of justice. Without justice, mercy is not mercy. Does that make sense? Mercy is not getting what you deserve. Getting what you deserve is justice. Not getting it is mercy. So if you eliminate justice, in a sense, you eliminate mercy. Do you understand that? The one goes with the other. And so the question is that we said last week that we are born by nature to hate God and our neighbor. That was the week before. And then are we so depraved that we are completely incapable of any good, prone to all evil? And the answer is yes, unless we are born again by the Spirit of God. So then the question arises, well, then how can God judge us for we can't do it? What's the basis of justice if we can't do it? And if you notice, where does it go? It goes back to the garden and back to Adam. God so made man that he could perform it. Did Adam have a completely free will? The answer is yes. Did he freely choose to sin against God? And the answer is yes. Is the consequences of his sin affect him? The answer is yes. Did the consequences of Adam's sin affect you? And the answer is yes. Okay, and so there is perfect justice that's rendered because God holds the covenant head, which was Adam, and all of us who proceed from Adam, guilty before him for sin. God made so many man that he could perform it, but man, through the instigation of the devil, knows that by willful disobedience, deprived himself and all his descendants from those divine gifts. What divine gifts? Earlier, it is stated in righteousness and true holiness. God created man. Were you born righteous? Are you righteous in yourself? Are you righteous in Adam? No. Right? Are you holy? Do you have true holiness in yourself?
No.
In Adam? No. So he deprived us. Thank you, Adam. He deprived us and all his descendants of these divine gifts. Then it goes on to say, well, what's God going to do about it? If God is just, what must he do? He must punish sin. Notice, he is displeased with both our inborn as well as our actual sins and must punish them in just time and judgment. So we, in Adam, our sin, and we do sin. Does that make sense? One flows from the other. We are sin in Adam, and we do sin. And both of those, we are held accountable. And it goes on to say, well, what about the mercy of God? Well, if that's true, then we're all going to hell. God is going to be just in punishing us for our sins. What about mercy? Is God not indeed merciful? And the answer is yes, he is. Is mercy amazing? We talk about amazing grace. We don't sing amazing mercy. I guess it doesn't flow the same, does it? But is mercy amazing? Mercy is not getting what you deserve. Why? Because somebody else took your place and he received what you deserve. We just read it in Isaiah 53. Yes, God is indeed merciful, but that does not eliminate the justice of God. It doesn't set it aside. It's still satisfied. His justice, therefore, requires that sin which is committed against the Most High Majesty of God be punished with extreme. That is, with everlasting punishment in both the body and soul. It's in our bodies that we sin, right? There will be a general resurrection. Everyone will be raised and judged, body and soul. So the rest of the catechism, or the next part, if you notice, the next part starts to focus on the mercy, the gospel, the good news of Jesus Christ. Yes, God is indeed merciful. Through Jesus Christ, we have the mercy of God. Amen?